Finding ways to be financially savvy is a smart move, and knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want, like that dream home or new ride, is a great feeling. That's why the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you save when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Walmart Express Delivery can get what you need delivered in as fast as an hour. Whether it's baby formula when you're down to the last scoop, pet food before the bowl runs empty, batteries for a dead remote, or a last-minute gift, it is handled. Try Walmart Express Delivery today and get free delivery with promo code EXPRESS. Promotion valid for first Express Delivery order. $50 minimum. Subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. It is the morning of Thursday, April 16. We have a Brewers Day game today against the Blue Jays. If you are going to the game, hopefully you can get there. There is some flooding around the ballpark. There's some flooding all over southeastern Wisconsin. If you were at the game last night, hopefully you're still not at the game last night. Really crazy scenes. I got a new activity that I like to do, folks. I like to have a gummy and watch the news. I like to have a gummy and watch the news. That's what I like to do. And I don't just watch a news. I watch the news. I watch all the four newses. I watch Channel 4. I watch Channel 6. I watch Channel 58. I watch Channel 12. And I'm just hopping around on the remote, bouncing back and forth, seeing how every station does their news coverage. And I'm trying to put myself back into the mind of, like, my program director when I worked in TV when I was 20 years old. And we would monitor, we would watch our news, but then you would monitor the other stations and kind of see what they did and if you won for the night. And so I was trying to determine between the networks which one had won. I have a standings in my head. I'm going to keep those silent as I have not alienated, I don't think, really anybody in the TV portion of the Milwaukee media. So I'll just. I think they all did great. One of the networks had a guy in a live shot that I think went on too long, but I think they all did great. But then I was flipping and like Channel 4 had the mayor on the phone. Not that the mayor is the hardest guy to get. But I thought, oh my God, the other networks are going to be freaking out that the mayor's on the phone on the news. So yeah, I had some gummies and I watched the news and I really enjoyed doing that. Unfortunately, there were people like stuck in the weather. I saw one like older couple just chilling in their car. They couldn't get out. I forget what channel that was on. But I don't know. The flooding has to happen so quickly. I don't know that there's a situation where I would be like, oh yeah, I can drive through that water. It's got to just get you. Maybe if I had a huge truck, I don't know. I mean, the highway's underwater. I don't know what it looks like out there this morning. I don't really need to drive these days, but hope everybody is safe for sure. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. Those gummies I took courtesy of Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. They've got seltzers and gummies. Do get on that. That deal is still good now. We're on 4 years of the deal. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Think of all the money that you either have saved or that you will save in the coming weeks, months, years with Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART. We're going to go live on a Thursday morning for a half hour or so. Just get some stuff from the brain to the mouth. If anybody wants to join in this early morning, you can. Corey says he was driving home from the east side of Tosa last night and it took forever. So many detours. Saw cars completely stranded in the middle of intersections. Wild times last night. Charlie's asking if I had gummies for breakfast. Giddy up. The gummies were last night. I think you can. The eyes still look a little red. They do. The eyes look a little red. And I'm the first person in the history of the world to have three smiles on their face. My actual smile and the two smiles that are forming now under my eyes with the baggy eyes. I'm not like a facelift guy. I'm not ruling it out that I won't get work done on my eyes. If I ever got a TV job again. Yes, I need work done. I'm a reporter for WMLW, please. Fuck, I might just start wearing glasses. Like, that might be my thing. Like, shades. Like, you know, some people have a shtick where they wear shades or a certain type of shades or whatever. I might have to be a shades guy to cover up those bags. All right, there is a point to coming on here today. I want to talk about a few things. Programming note. Had some great episodes. At least I had some great guests. Okay. I would like you to have, not Tim. I was not thinking of Tim. Tim wears glasses. That's different. I'm not thinking of him. I'm thinking of like, there's a lot of music DJs over the years that, you know, I've met that like glasses are a part of their routine. Whatever. Okay. Tyler Dunn was great. We talked some Packers. I would check that out if you haven't seen it yet. Eric Name was tremendous yesterday. So obviously the podcast, wherever you get yours, and the YouTube channel as well. But I thought both those guys were fantastic on the show and generous with their time to give us a half hour. And so I do implore you to check those out over the next couple of days. I don't know that I'll have a show Friday. I will have shows Saturday and Sunday night for WrestleMania post games. I've already alerted the family Sunday and Saturday night. I'll watch WrestleMania with my kid if he can make it up late. Sunday's going to be a little rougher on a school night if he wants to catch Roman and Punk, but I got into it a little bit with Paul at the end of and you can tell if you're just a casual listener that, oh, there's a lot more that Bart wants to say about the WWE that's under that iceberg. And there is. I think some of the work this week has been terrible. Cody Rhodes going on every podcast shitting on Pat McAfee. Great. But then he's going to Pat McAfee's studio and trashing it as part of the bit. And then McAfee comes on his show so somber-like. All right. What are we doing? And then this morning I saw Roman, like Randy Orton's a part of that feud, by the way. He's fighting for the belt. Nobody talks about that. I saw a promo Roman Reigns did in the back of his car on CM Punk, which was like social media. You should use it as a tool, but it was better than anything he did in the ring with Punk for the last 5 weeks. So the build's been all over the fucking place. But as long as it's a good show, I think we'll forget about a lot of that. PacFan 3145 says, is this a top five bad storyline in the past 20 years? I think it will go down. When McAfee first said, hey, you know, I'm with Randy Orton, buy tickets, Cody's ruining wrestling, I thought immediately, this is an all-timer. This will go down as an all-time shit storyline. And it is taking that route for sure. If the match delivers, great, but what are we going to have in this match? Jelly Roll and Pat McAfee fighting on the outside of the ring for WrestleMania? What's happening here? So more on that Saturday and Sunday. We'll recap the shows. There's enough of the audience that I think would be interested. And maybe we'll get some stragglers on a Saturday and Sunday night. Tom says, let's go Buffalo. Hell yeah. Got the Bruins coming up in the NHL playoffs. Very excited for that. As a 10-year Buffalo Sabres fan, but a real fan. This is not a shtick. Why would it be? I'm a fan of the Sabres, the 10 years they've sucked. No, I'm very excited longer. Very excited for the NHL playoffs to begin.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
We've all been there. You're away for the weekend, the big game is on, and you realize you're restricted from watching. Or maybe you're trying to check the latest lines on your betting app, but your local network is blocking the site. These are the ultimate unforced errors. You can prevent this from happening to you with IPVanish. IPVanish is the powerhouse VPN designed to keep you in the game no matter where you are. IPVanish helps you stay connected to your favorite team and streaming services while you travel. But it's not just about watching the game. For the bettors out there, IPVanish provides an extra layer of security and privacy that helps you access your account safely on public Wi-Fi. Plus, IPVanish is lightning fast, so you won't have to worry about lag during those crucial live betting moments. Right now, get a massive discount at IPVanish.com. That's IPVanish.com to get started today. Secure your play and go to IPVanish.com.
I'll start with the NBA. I was going to start with the Brewers. So far, they've split the series against the Blue Jays. There's people talking. There's people talking, booing and rain, you know, on the roof. And we'll get all that. The Brewers do play today, so we'll see. Like how when I talk about the Brewers, how much longevity it has in the zeitgeist. But I do want to talk about the NBA and the play-in tournament. And you may not have been watching much of it. That's fine. Or maybe you were. Now, it's on Amazon. And I will make this old man complaint. I don't want to see, first of all, I don't want to see more things go to streaming. Plenty of things have gone to streaming. And I also don't want to say, like, if you're a streamer, you shouldn't get any sports. If they're going to pony up the money and they're going to do a good job on the product, like, we can't stop it. Was it Diplo I saw the other day talking about AI? You can't stop it. So what I need to think about here is, because I've been yelling about AI for a long time. I've used AI in legitimate, like, I use it for my clips I do. And you might have seen me advertising Opus Clip on Facebook or Instagram. I forgot I even did that. But I can't stop it. So I can choose how much I use it, and you can choose how much you use it. And if you find ways where it benefits you and it's not taking, like, anytime I've ever used AI, I would not have given money to somebody to do that. I'm just a small solo businessman here. The problem is that mentality I can justify because I'm a one-man band here, but bigger companies are also doing it, that same mentality, and they're laying off thousands of people. There were a bunch of Disney layoffs, the BBC, that, like, yesterday was a big layoff day again. And I keep seeing all these layoffs with companies, even while they're profitable. But the AI, like, the use of AI, there's an analogy I was told about a river. If a river's flowing downward, you can't stop it. You have to navigate the river. You can't. So what I'm trying to do, oh, here comes the AI river, and I'm standing in the river, like, pushing back on a flowing river. You can't do that. So you almost have to, like, be a part of wherever the river's going. You got to catch a ride because you can't stop it. However, the one thing I don't understand about AI is once everybody gets laid off, how are companies going to continue to earn if no one is working and doesn't have money? So there's There's two logical outcomes to that. One, there's a universal basic income. Everybody does get money so that we can still keep the machine moving. The other possibility is they kill us. They exterminate us in some way. I don't know how that is. I've always wondered how I was going to die. And I think it's going to be a drone finds me and just pops me. That's how I feel. That's my new way of what it is that I'm feeling. So, microplastics, yeah. Or they're going to be like little invisible things that go into our body and then it's all activated at the same time. When companies are laying people off and then people are like, oh, how are we going to be able to survive? Oh, you know, they'll give us money. They'll give us money or they'll kill us. Travis appreciates that I'm speaking the truth. I didn't get on here to talk AI. Why did I bring up AI? Why did I bring up AI? Oh, I'm talking about streaming. Because you can't stop it. They have the money. They're going to be the ones paying. So the fact that a game, these games, all this play-in tournament, the three on Saturday, the fact that they're all on streaming is not the worst thing in the world. I'm not going to get my pearls in a clutch because of streaming. So the fact that it exists, I have to accept that. Fine. Now, I saw Tammy Baldwin's the latest. She's out there, Wisconsin senator, as you may know, says, hey, we need to introduce a bill that if your game is on a stream and it's your local team, you still get them for free over the air. That's great. Maybe she can get some bipartisan movement on that. I've seen a lot of people do these kind of bills. And then it's a news story, and then it doesn't actually go anywhere. But then in your head, you're like, oh, they're fighting for us. I would love for it to be a bill. I remember the guy, there's a guy in Ohio where he's like, no! Ohio State games should never start at noon. Let's propose a bill. And he got all this attention and all this story, and obviously nothing happened with the bill. So I don't know if Tammy's really going to make this happen and save us, or if this is just a thing politicians do. Ben, thank you, Ben. $10 to the show, kitty, so they don't kill me. No. If you give me 10 digital dollars, that's going to be more incentive to kill me. I'm also waiting for that day, by the way. Where's my money in my bank account? Oh, magically disappeared because, you know, money doesn't fucking exist. It's all just a digital number in your online portal. Yeah, I got a number in my bank account. Go try to get that money right now. I'm going to become a cash in my mattress kind of guy, I think. And now I don't, you know, don't come and get it. There's not going to be that much. I'm going to like put cash in boxes and bury them around Shorewood. That'll be a good way to do it. You know, I just got boxes of cash all over the place. I don't trust this digital currency. I don't know about it. And I'm not talking Bitcoin. I'm talking like your bank. Remember when you used to get a check and cash it? Nah, you don't even do that anymore. Oh, hit my account. Daniel, miss you, Bart, from Chicago. I miss you, too. All right, anyway, about streaming, my big complaint is I can't flip. That's the complaint. It's not that hard. But I want to be able to take my remote and press a button. Previous or back. I'm watching the NBA game. I hit a button. I'm watching the Brewers. I can't do that. And that sucks. Amazon, their halftime is the only one I ever watched in football because you can't flip to anything. So if I want to watch the Brewers, I have to go home, toggle over to DirecTV, get back there. It's only like one extra button, maybe two. But it loads for a second. This is the most first world problem I have. And yeah, you could throw it up on a laptop, a phone, or second screen. There's other ways to do it. I've been, you know, complaining forever about stuff like this. And people say, oh, I got two TVs in my living room. Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. And yeah, I could put it up on my computer, but I don't want to do that. I just want to go Preve, back, Preve. I want to be able to do that. And until I can, I'm going to bitch about it. But don't think for a second that the TV sports that we have on streaming, like this is the end of it. I saw that article that Amazon and Netflix both want Sunday Night Football. So it's basically going to be those two. I mean, Apple's got MLS and some baseball games. But unless they go harder, you're going to see a lot of stuff on Netflix and you're going to see a lot of stuff on Amazon Prime. And then eventually one day they'll merge and then they'll charge you more money for it. And then like some league is going to be like, oh, we're going to go on Disney Plus. It's so stupid. But that's my issue there. The other issue with the play-in tournament is that it's very confusing. I was talking to a guy this morning at drop-off that's a Celtics fan. And we were trying to figure out who the Celtics play. I believe they play the Sixers, but then we were trying to figure out how they got there. And typically, the stakes on each game are the same. So Tuesday night is going to be the 9-10s. Oh, loser's out, winner moves ahead. And then the Wednesday games are, you know, the 7-8s. Okay, winner goes, loser plays the winner of the other. It's just very confusing. I mean, it is very confusing. But we're getting closer to knowing what is going on. So we've got two more games. The Hornets are going to play the Magic, and that'll be Friday night, and I'm rooting for the Hornets. I thought the Magic would be a lot better than this. Remember they traded four firsts for Desmond Bane? But he is like their best player. Banchero is kind of either taking a step back or not elevated to where they wanted him to be. And then you're going to have the Warriors take on the Suns are out. Trailblazers moved on. Trailblazers played the, I can't even remember who they played. Well, they played the Suns. I don't even remember the games. Who the fuck did the Warriors play? See, it's just a lot to keep track of. And I'm so focused trying to keep track of how it works that I forget who they play. Why for the life of me can I thought of this? It is the Suns. I mean, come on. The Suns lost the, okay, the Clippers. The Clippers are out. The Clippers are out. More picks for the Thunder. The Clippers, they have to be probably one of the most disappointing teams in my lifetime, the Clippers. They traded, you know, SGA and all those picks, and so the Thunder have become. But at the time, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, you know, they've hardened for a little bit. They really seemed like they were going to win a championship. I would have bet a lot of money when Kawhi and Paul George teamed up at the time that, oh, yeah, the Clippers at some point will win a championship. What is the furthest they've even gotten? They haven't made a conference finals.
Right.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? What the hell was I watching? You know, Ballmer comes in there. They try to change everything, and it's better. They get a new arena. First round. All right. The last time they were in a conference finals was the year after COVID. Oh, they lost to the Suns. Yeah, we could have played the Clippers. You didn't remember that. So that's disappointing, this Clippers-Kawhi era. And now they're not even making it into the playoffs. As the Golden State Warriors, hanging by a thread of this dynasty, but Draymond steps up as D on Kawhi last night. Steph Curry, slow start first half, but you knew he was going to go off, and eventually he did. Some vintage Steph. And they're still hanging by a thread. Now the winner of Suns Warriors is going to get smoked by the Thunder. But we'll see what happens there. Another problem that I don't think sports is able to solve is the playoffs. Like, you watch baseball and you say the playoffs are a different sport. You watch basketball and the playoffs are a different kind of thing. The playoffs are great. There's very little way to then take that sort of product and put it into the regular season. The regular season this year in the NBA was awful. Awful. What were like some great game? What do you remember about the, now I'm not talking Bucks, I'm talking overall. Like, you remember maybe Bam scored 83. Okay. Were there like good games? What was the best game you remember from the NBA this? I don't remember the Christmas games. I just remember like 3 months of nobody playing. And then all of a sudden now you have the playoffs. The only way to change that is to shorten the season. The one thing that they will not do, the one thing that they will not do is shorten the season. And I don't mean by like seven games. I mean, like, if you want playoff intensity in the regular season, you need to shorten this thing to like 40 games is what you need to do. Again, this is not going to happen. So we have the preseason, and in NBA, it's basically like, it's like a long preseason. And there were still things to be determined, like who is going to be in these play-in games, at least from the 6 through 8. 6, 7, and 8, and 9, those kind of spots. But you knew who wasn't going to make it. We knew the 10 teams that would have a postseason chance, really, since the trade deadline. The Bucks sort of maybe had a chance, but then they couldn't win, and then Giannis didn't play, and I talked about all that with Eric Name yesterday. Again, Chad, thanks for the comments. Thoughts on next Bucks coach? I don't know. I don't feel like they'll give it to Darvin. Sean Sweeney does seem to be a front runner. You know, you could go Jaeger, you could go Jenkins, you could go any of these guys. I don't know, like, who is the big top guy elsewhere? Are they going to surprise you and pluck a Dan Hurley? He's not leaving. He wouldn't leave UConn for the Lakers. He's not leaving it for the 414, with all due to the 414. So I'm not sure. I'd still like them to keep Giannis, as I talked about with Eric. I do feel like maybe the Bucks don't want that, though. They're not selling more Giannis jerseys. They're not selling more Giannis merch. I get emails that, like, Giannis merch is discounted. It's not because they're planning on him to leave. It's that no one's buying it anymore. Been here for 12 years. You've got every piece of Giannis thing you could want. The only thing they could possibly sell more of is if they have alternate jerseys, new City Connects or whatever. Alternate jerseys. Yeah, they could have hired Mike Malone, David. That's right. Now he's at UNC or UNC. I don't have a strong preference either way. Where might Giannis go? we got to get the best package, Arnell. We got to get the best package. That's all that matters to me. And I don't want him to go to Miami or New York. I don't care if he's a Laker. I don't care if he's a Warrior. I don't care if he's a Bull. I might care if he's a Bull. I really don't want him to go to Miami. I can't have him going to Miami. We've been fighting Miami for too long. I can't have Ash Nicole Moss celebrate Giannis coming to Miami, which I believe she's predicted 7 different times. Billy Donovan, I've always liked him. It's not gone well in Chicago, so I don't know. Sam Cassell would be great, but I don't know. I don't have a strong lead. I would think that Sean Sweeney is the guy as a first-time coach, is what Eric said yesterday. He's a guy that there's a lot of attention to. The Bucks need a coach, and he's somebody that's got connections. Milwaukee, I don't know. I just want this to be more of a John Horst decision maybe than a Jimmy Haslam decision, but I don't even know how long John Horst is going to be here, and I don't even know if I want him making the decision. I just don't want it to be Jimmy Haslam. If it's Jimmy Haslam making a decision, we're going to get the biggest name, because that's what Doc Rivers was. Is Doc Rivers a good coach even? Like, he's a Hall of Famer, but he wins the one title. He's blown more 3-1 leads than anybody. And I do love that he said, hey, nobody gives me credit for winning those 3 games. I think that's just insanely clever. But if he never won that championship in Boston, there's no way he's still giving these chances. And there's been so many other people that have won one time that don't get these chances. Like, we know that team could have won without Doc, but still Doc gets the benefit of the doubt. And that might be the TV theory. He's been on TV a lot, so we feel like we know him and we like him. That's why John Lynch made the Hall of Fame before Leroy Butler. And there's no way I'm wrong about that, because he was on TV. He's more present in these voters' minds. And then he learns and meets people through the media. And then all of a sudden you got guys like Peter Schrager advocating for you at every turn. So, yeah. It does affect it. The point about the playoffs I'm making is I don't know how you take this juice. You can't. Remember watching the World Baseball Classic? That was amazing. And you're like, wow, baseball is it's a completely different sport when you are watching it, knowing there's a game tomorrow, and when you're watching it, not knowing if there is. When you have the chance to be eliminated, it's completely different than when you don't. You know that. That's not the smartest thing I ever said, but you can't. I don't know how you can capture that. I don't know how you can capture that. We are on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. He is my insurance agent, and he might be yours. And if he's not, what are you doing? Personable guy? Saved me a bunch of money. Dan Shaney, danshaney.com. It's right up there. DanSchaney, Dan Shaney Insurance. So that being said, the Brewers play 162 games. They play 162 games. And they lost 6 in a row. And they won on Wednesday night, which is good. But they lost 6 in a row, and fans are booing Trevor McGill because he pitched poorly. And then Pat Murphy is defending Trevor McGill and kind of admonishing the fans for booing in the first place. So the boo conversation came back up this week. Everybody talking about it locally. The booing, that is a topic that we covered a little bit on Infinity, because this is a thing that it happens and then people start to talk about it. I am fine with booing, just for the record. I'm going to boo this man right now. Tim Shea from work.
Always.
What's up, bud?
What's going on? I was at the game last night. Good game. Got rained on, too.
Were you under the roof?
I was under. Yeah, believe it or not, the roof did not protect me last night.
So where were you sitting?
Be right, like right behind home plate. There's like certain areas, like behind home plate, dead center field, like right next to the on deck circle, and then like right field had a big area too.
But hey, it's never going to get bad enough though. They would stop the game.
No. But did you see Sal Free, like after the game, said because it was wet when he had his little into the ground, it helped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the Brewers cheat, Tim.
That's what we call home field advantage.
Yeah, that's what we call cheating.
No, we don't call that cheating. We call it home field. The leaks will be taken care of after this year with the winterization, so everybody calm down. Okay. I just love how it's such a big story every time the roof, like, leaks when we have big storms. Like, it's a huge story everywhere. Like, we're used to it. Come on. Like, everyone breaks in with it. Miller Park roof leaking.
You know what I found? I found that I did American Family Field. I'm 100% on Miller Park again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just called
it. I even tell my kid, like, we're going to Miller Park. I don't even bother telling him what it's called.
Is your kid coming to the tailgate?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm going to have it on Saturday anymore.
Okay. I know. You're going to do it like a Wednesday against Pittsburgh or something.
Well, yeah, I want good seats.
You don't want to do like a Friday against the Yankees?
Come on. Why don't we just go do it today? I got time.
I need to take off then.
Did you get out? How was getting out of the park?
So we left when there were two outs. We're like, let's go. Because it kind of seemed a little, there were more police there than normal. So I'm like, let's get out of here before something happens. And I think we were like one of the last shuttles to leave because it was starting to get, I was about to say pile up like snow, but
I mean, the rain, that's what flood is, water piling up. You're right.
It was piling up. So whatever. So we got out of there and we took Wisconsin Avenue all the way home because I'm like, yeah, we're not getting on the freeway. Then it got on the freeway, like downtown. And started heading north because I had to drop my dad off at home in Whitefish Bay.
Oh, 43 was underwater.
Going the other way. We were fine the entire way. I got nervous, but 43 was underwater. And then I'm like, well, I'm not going home tonight because I had my neighbor texted me that 84th Street was flooded. Greenfield was flooded. Our basement was flooded. So yeah, but... got to see a nice 2-1 victory. Biggest one of the year, as some people would say.
Well, they broke the losing streak. I was trying to dub it the Supper Club streak.
Yeah, that's over with. Thank the playing, Lord. Now they just need a win in those jerseys.
Supper Club style of baseball. I've already like gone all in on Matt LaFleur and like that's the coach I hate. And I know he's won two manager of the years in a row.
Oh, here you go.
I'm just saying. There is space in the Milwaukee market for someone to be the anti-Pat Murphy guy. There is space.
Don't be that guy. Don't.
I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy because I don't think that he hinders the team in a way that's not going to get them to the World Series. Like I do LaFleur in the Super Bowl. I respect that he won the Manager of the Year award twice in a row, but there are certain things about Pat Murphy that I don't love. I don't love that he has his kids up at the podium every day to shield him from tough questions that he's not going to get from our media anyway. I don't love that. This is not the first time he said, don't boo. I had a great tweet ready to go last night, Tim, because if they were going to lose and not score a run, I was going to post the line score with all the zeros and then put a B in front of it for boo. And then they had to go fucking score and then they had to go fucking win. Those jerks.
Come on.
a great tweet lined up. And I must say, when they lost their sixth game in a row, I said, are we halfway to having to give George Webb burgers?
Yes, I hate that. Good Lord. You're not the only one.
I'm not the only one.
You came up with that.
A lot of people had the same thought. It's a pretty easy, dumb joke to make. I'm sorry I made it. Okay? But I didn't see somebody make it first and then have it. Okay. I've been accused of stealing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
One time, Thon Maker looked exactly like Knight at the Roxbury guy. And so I tweeted that because he was like dressed in a black turtleneck with a chain. He looked just like him. And he looked just like, you know, the what is love? He looked just like the. And somebody else had made that joke 45 minutes prior to me. And he was a comedian. And he's like, Bart Winkler stealing jokes. And all the comedians were mad at me. Mm. So now typically if I think of something that I think is funny, I'll type it in Twitter first to see if anybody else has made the joke. But I didn't do that this time. I don't steal jokes. What I do steal is memes from Twitter that I put on Facebook.
But you came up with the 0-3.
I did come up with Wisco and 3.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Good morning, Mike.
All right. Well, I need to get back to work.
Were you one of the people booing?
No, I wasn't at that game.
Was anyone at the game last night?
I was.
These Tuesday night games, these are the games to go to. Nobody's fucking there.
Yesterday was Wednesday. There was no one there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday.
There was no one there yesterday. I mean, up until school gets out, this is how it's going to be like. So
I don't mind. Those are the games I want to go to.
Oh, I don't care either. I got to take you to a game with these seats that we have. So,
okay.
Someone waving hi to me.
All right. You're dismissed.
I was going to say something. Oh, so the tailgate, like, is this like for sure going to happen? Like, are we moving?
We are for sure doing a tailgate. I don't know when.
What about a tailgate to training camp too?
How's that going to work?
Well, we just all meet in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not getting a bus together.
No. You and me will drive together.
If the Winklerverse wants to get together, we can get together anytime we want.
I know we can. A lot of time on our hands.
We don't have to have a whole official. I can just say, hey, I'm going to be at a game and people can come. But I'm trying to do something different. The BART bus? Yeah, maybe.
All right.
No giveaways on Wednesday. Last time I took a bus to a preseason game, it was for a company that was scamming people out of money. So, and then after that, I worked for a soccer team that never fucking existed. So I don't know.
Yeah, I still have words about that. No, just to make sure, no water in your studio.
There's no water in my studio.
Okay.
There was a little bit of a drip in that, but I put a paper towel in there to cover the drip while I'm recording.
And I have one more thing. Your good pal KB liked one of my tweets the other day. I was shocked.
Oh, he blocked me, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Andrew Wagner was going on Twitter about weather coverage and who was wearing a tie and who wasn't.
I saw that. It was funny.
And then I replied back with Spectrum One's re-airing the round table with Gary Ellerson.
They didn't go live?
No, they were re-airing the round table.
I don't get Spectrum because I have DirecTV, but I want the Spectrum One channel.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So KB went and liked that my tweet for some reason. So
KB, look at him.
All right, well, take it easy, Bart. I just wanted to come on and say hello. I like these. I like these morning podcast live things.
I'm doing it earlier today because I have to talk to my therapist at 10.
All right. See you in 40 minutes.
Yeah, Tim's my therapist.
Goodbye, everybody. Go Brewers.
Got a lot for you today, Timmy.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Take that out in post.
First subject will be booing.
Yeah.
Second subject will be Matt LaFleur.
Oh, yeah. She gets it all.
Goodbye.
Bye, love. Tim Shea.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married.
Ah!
Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Joining us on the Carl's Place hotline. I do have the voicemail set up, 402-915-2278, 402-915-BART, thanks to Carl's Place. I don't think booing is a big deal. I think if you just like go to the game with the intention to boo the entire game, that's obnoxious. And if you're like a parent and you're booing your kid or your kid's team, that's dumb. Or like any high school, you're not booing a high school team. You're not going to watch Menominee Falls varsity football and booing them. They're students. You're not booing. But if you go to a professional sporting event and the team is underperforming or a player is underperforming, it is okay to boo. I actually think booing is a lot more friendly of a gesture than it gets painted as. So if I don't like something, I can like thumbs down, look, have a face of disgust, be silent. But if you're going to make a noise, instead of going, yay, you're just going, boo. Like, listen to that. Boo. How is that so bad? Boo. It's a very, just like, it's like a grunt. It's a very prehistoric noise. Oh, it's just a dumb noise. Boo. It's a dumb, stupid noise. But for some reason, it's not just Pat Murphy. It's not just the Brewers. This is a story we've talked about all too much in sports. People act like when you boo your team. I think there's a problem with people fearing that they're going to lose the right to be a fan. And I don't know where that comes from. I'm a fan because I like my teams. You can't take that away from me. Oh, you're not a fan anymore. I am, though. That's what I like. I like the Brewers. I like the Bucks. I like the Packers. I'm booing because they're not doing what I need them to do. The closer is falling apart. He's going to get booed. Well, you don't know what he's been through. What he's been through? This is baseball. It's not war. Boo. Maybe if people were just like, I don't know, do you really need to boo? Maybe if that was where the cutoff was. But it's like, I just couldn't believe these fans booed. How dare they? So the reaction. This is a lot of what I get into is the punishment. When the punishment doesn't fit the crime or the reaction is too strong, that's where I get annoyed. And that's when I jump into the fray. Booing is so fucking harmless compared to the backlash that booing gets. How dare they boo? We're not Philadelphia. How dare they boo their own team? There's not that much thought that goes into a boo, is the thing. Nobody went to the game thinking, I'm going to boo today. Nobody went to the game, even when McGill came in, thinking, if he fucks up, I'm going to boo. It's just the reaction. I don't like this. Boo. But we act like it was a big, there were paid booers set up by Antifa. Oh, they wanted to boo. It's called boo. Boo. I don't think the fans should boo. You don't think the fans should boo? Okay. Tickets, you got to get those. And even when you think you got a good deal, voila, parking's $100. Going to the game. Concessions are pricey. Oh, you want a shirt? All right, $50. Make sure you buy the new jersey we've been cramming down your throat. $200. And you got here in a fucking rainstorm. And good luck getting home. But don't spend 3 seconds expressing your displeasure. Boo. It's just there's not that much that goes into a boo. That's what bothers me. A boo, it's not like, and we act like, oh, he got booed. Instead of just being like, man, the fans must be unhappy. People are like, did you see when the fans all collectively knifed the hell out of Trevor McGill? He's dead now. That's not what happened. So don't act like it. You can't stand or boo. Keep your toxic masculinity to yourself and pipe down. Just sit there, shut up, and cheer when you're prompted. It's Jerry's right. Amos, it's called accountability by paying fans. Well, you can't boo and you can't chirp back at your manager because he's got, you know, 3 kids by him, and that would be unbecoming of you. I'm not an anti-Pat Murphy guy. All I'm saying is there is room for somebody to take on that mantle in the city of Milwaukee, in sports media. And I know nobody will do it. I'm not saying they have to like shit on everything he does, but even mentioning these things, even being like, I'm not loving that Pat Murphy didn't like people booing, or I don't know, should he have all of his kids by him? I mean, even saying that, people don't say. Nobody wants to be the bad cop around here. And again, not that like you need a bad cop, but it's okay to say things disparaging against the team that you're covering or like. You're not going to lose your fandom. I think a lot of people that were fighting with me about LaFleur, they don't really care if LaFleur is fired or not. They don't have an opinion either way. Their opinion is going to be, I like the Packers. So if they fire LaFleur, it's a good move because the Packers made the decision and I support them. And if they keep LaFleur, it's a good move because the Packers made the decision. I support them. So I'm supporting everything they do. I don't love the jerseys, but I'm going to buy one for $200 because I'm supporting everything they do. You don't need to support them. This is a team you root for. This isn't like a 40-year marriage where, you know, you guys have each other's backs and ignore the flaws or find cuteness in the flaws or like have to ride or die. You don't have to ride or die with the Brewers. Like, don't go be another fan, but you can be like, oh, I don't like that this team did that. That's okay. And I don't think people, and again, I don't want you to be the kind of fan that goes there and boos for 9 hours. I don't want people to just be like, oh, well, that guy in Milwaukee media shits on everything. That's his shtick. I'm not saying any of that. It's just when you have displeasure, you should be able to express it. Nobody in the media does it around here because fans won't do it. Fans don't want to listen to somebody who is critical because they think by you being critical, you're not being a fan. But then when they are, but then, you know, when it becomes accepted, then we get, oh, you're not holding them accountable. I was shitting on name for that yesterday. So I think booing's fine because I don't think booing is as bad as people think. And the Brewers had lost six games in a row. And then Yelich gives his, you know, twice a year. The sky's not falling. We don't think the sky's falling. We know that these stakes aren't World Baseball Classic-like. We know it's a 162-game season. Losing six in a row is annoying. It sucks. It's a whole week of losing. That sucks. Fans are going to be like, yeah, that sucks. If they will in the first place. And then you have to have Christian Yelich. Oh, the sky's not falling. No one thinks it's falling. It's so early in the season. Everyone in baseball is like the same record by four games. It's fine. It's just we watched six games in a row and they lost every one of them. That sucked. Yeah. I don't get it. Lastly, LIV Golf. I don't know if it's shutting down or not. There were a lot of reports indicating that. Now they're saying we're playing the season as scheduled. Probably based on what we're reading, it's going to be the last year. If the Saudi Arabia PIF, the public investing fund, is thinking about pulling funding, and that's been reported, they're probably going to pull funding. I don't understand what the point of LIV Golf was. And there's a term, sports washing. Sports washing, okay? The term, this is from The Athletic. The term sport washing has never been more relevant as detractors have accused the Saudi-backed league of papering over humanitarian disasters with golf money. So that's what sports washing is. Hey, don't look over there at some of the bad shit we did. We're giving you this golf product. And golf was the easiest sport to infiltrate, I guess. But if you're going to be like, hey, our country's, what are we doing here? We need to have a better public image, and we want Americans to come be a tourist. We need to, like, change our image, and we're going to do that through sport. Putting $500 million into LIV Golf? Go buy a football team. I don't know. Buy all of the UFL. Don't make your own golf. It got the PGA to give out more money. So if LIV Golf folds, yeah, some guys left for a while. They're going to have nowhere to go. They're going to have to come back. And PGA got better for it. But what was the point? I don't understand. I don't understand the point. I need to change my image. I'm going to have a shitty golf league all over the world that nobody fucking watches. I think if LIV Golf was really going to have succeeded, you don't need to, like, just give all the money to the best players and then have them golf in your events, but not like 72 hole golf. And not team golf. You know? And not, oh, we play music. You're trying to have a professional golf league. Like you and your buddies got your Bluetooth speaker getting drunk on the course. This is a Milwaukee County Zoo hat. It's been out of the rotation for a while. And then I saw another mom at pickup wearing this hat. So I might wear it today, and then I'll have an icebreaker. Not that, like, I'm specifically, ooh, I want to go talk to this mom. But I do feel like I should know what I'm doing here. I should know the people that are also at this playground with me. Jake, if you want to donate some of your time Saturday and Sunday night when we're talking WrestleMania. Because I'll be live both nights. And that'll be, you know, if you're a Bart Winkler completist and you don't like wrestling, it's going to be tough to get through. But we'll be live for wrestling for people that want a place to talk about it. So that'll be Saturday and Sunday night. Please stay safe on the roads. Hopefully your homes are not damaged. And there's not too much water. I had a friend that got water 3 weeks ago, got water again. Don't know what to do. That's a shitty situation indeed. The studio's clear down here. I feel good. We could talk some AEW. Big night last night in AEW. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Okay. Yeah. Enjoy the Brewer game. Little day game baseball. I got to pick up my kid at 3:20. Otherwise, maybe I'd scoot over there. Maybe I still will. I don't know. Maybe I'll go take in a couple. See, I don't want. I'd go take in a couple innings, but I don't want to pay for parking. I'll just watch you at home. All right. Until then, thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Instacart understands that not all bananas are created equal. Some people want them green, some want them ripe, some want them ready right now. With Instacart's preference picker now available at most retailers, you can choose how you like certain items like banana ripeness, deli thickness, even avocados, before your shopper even starts. So instead of crossing your fingers and hoping for the best, you get groceries picked the way you would pick them. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference. Download the app and get bananas just how you like with Instacart.